This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Mike in Covington. Mike, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, guys. Just have a quick question.
Okay.
What are the consequences if the Saints don't get under the salary cap this season?
You get hit with a huge fine, but you got to. You got to be cap compliance. It's part of the agreement that they have made with – basically the players, union, owners, that you have to be cap compliant by a certain date. And if you're not, you're going to pay a really steep price. And listen, somebody who's rich, they don't like to cut you a big check. I know that. They ain't crazy about that. So you could be stripped of draft choices. Things could happen in that part, but everybody has always been cap compliant, and you can bet your bottom dollar the Saints are going to be cap compliant.
So they have to be cap compliant by the league new year as well, which I think is March 12th. Yeah, so that's coming up in a couple weeks here. So the Saints have some moves that they're going to be making over the next couple weeks to keep an eye on. But also on top of, you know, the fines, like if you're not cap compliant by that date, you can lose draft picks.
You know, like, what? This team needs as many as they can get.
Right. Signing restrictions. It's all these different penalties that the NFL can just levy on a team for not being cap compliant.
And so you can bet, Mike, they're going to be cap compliant one
Absolutely.
Way or another. We might not like the way they do it, but they're going to be cap compliant. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Renee. Renee, you're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Yes, I was thinking about Riley Leonard. I don't hear nobody talking about him from Notre Dame.
Yeah, Riley is a guy that I think will be a middle round pick. He's a developmental quarterback. The one thing I can do with him right away in my lineup, I can build a package, short yardage, red zone, where he can run the ball. Man, Riley Leonard's really good doing that. And he could also throw it off of that. And I'm not trying to compare him to Taysom Hill, but you could do some versions of that with him as he's developing as a quarterback. But I don't look at Riley Leonard as a starting quarterback in the National Football League ever. I think he would be a career backup, but I could build a package because the one thing he does really well, and we saw it, especially against Georgia, run the football.
It feels like his ceiling is if he can reach like the Taysom Hill type of level as a playmaker on an offense, but never be a starting quarterback, kind of like you mentioned, Mike. And he's one of those guys that he's probably going to be a day three pick in this draft, and maybe a team will take him.
And I think a fairly early day three pick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like a fourth round pick?
I went fourth or fifth round. Because I just think somebody's going to take a chance on him.
It's not a great QB class.
No.
And we've talked about the developmental picks in this class a lot. A lot of those guys will go on day two, and a few of them will go on day three. I think Riley Leonard's the one that will go on day three.
Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big Cheesy. Big Cheesy, how you been, bud?
What's up, Big Cheesy?
You're in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good, DC. How you been, baby?
Mike, if we get Tyler Warren, now listen to me, Mike. If we get Tyler Warren, he helps out on the right side, the left side, and the passing game, and the running game.
Well, I agree with you there. I agree with you there. The other thing, too, with him, man, you know, and you hate to compare him to anybody, but he's about as close to Taysom Hill as you're going to get. And the fact that you saw what he did at Penn State, they used him out wide. He was a wide receiver. They used him in the slot. He played tight end. He played H-back. Even short yardage, they used him as a quarterback in a quarterback sneak. He played some special teams for him. Now, I don't know how much special teams you want him to play when he's doing all that for you. But he's a big man playmaker, and he's a mismatch downfield. He might not be a track sprinter as far as a runner's concerned. But when you watch him play, how he sets up a defensive back and he gets away from him, he has a little nice setup move, and then he'll go an opposite way, and he's wide open. You watch a lot of his catches, it's not contested stuff. He's wide open, and he's being bracketed. He caught over 100 passes at Penn State. When I first did my mock, I told this to Charlie off the air, Big Cheesy, that he was not the original guy in my thinking. I really thought a long time about Jalen Walker from Georgia. I thought he'd be a really good fit for the team because he could play that 3-4 outside linebacker. He could also play a 4-3 defensive end. I could move him around. Then when I started doing it, the damn Panthers pick him right before the Saints pick. So to me, Tyler Warren is the complete package in that he can play outside, he can play the tight end, he could run the football for you, and you could use him in short yardage goal line situations. He's a big man. People don't realize how big a guy Tyler Warren is. He's a big cat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We'll get the combine measurables very soon, Mike, but listed at 6'6", 260 pounds, and I believe it. I mean, we'll see ultimately what he weighs
in. If I was him, I'd get that weight, at least have that second number 5.
255 would work fine, too. He can block on the end of the line of scrimmage.
And he is a good inline blocker.
He is. On the end of the line of scrimmage, or if you ask him to go out to the slot, he can play the Y as a tight end
play
and
Z.
A big weapon. He's just a weapon, Mike. And I love the pick. You know, I ended up going with the right tackle for Missouri for my first mock just because I like the idea of having your bookend tackle solidified for the next decade. But if Tyler Warren's there, like I've said this multiple times, you do not have to convince me taking him at pick number 9 would be a good decision. I think it would be fantastic. It's one of those weapons in this class where, you know, picking a tight end at 9, a lot of people will kind of raise their eyebrow at that. You're getting an offensive weapon that helps in your run game and your pass game, just like Big Cheesy mentioned.
Okay, my thing is, look at what Brock Bowers did, and I don't want to compare them because they're different type players. If you knew you could get that type of production, a team picking 7, 8, 9 last year, wouldn't they have thought of that if you weren't picking a quarterback?
I think in a redraft, there's no question that Brock Bowers goes top 5. And the only reason he doesn't go top 3 is because of those top 3 quarterbacks.
Because of the quarterback.
With Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. But I think Brock Bowers in a redraft is number 4, Mike.
Same thing with Jared Verse. He ain't lasting as long as he
lasted like the 20s. He's a top. Like, I think Jared Verse is right up in that conversation, too, for top 10, if not even top 5.
The thing with Jared Verse that got me, man, he goes to Philly and he's talking trash to the Eagles fans and talking trash to the Eagles offensive line. And he was beating them.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was talking to him as he was walking off the field. And them guys, like, what? That's the rookie? Doing that?
He's a bulldog, Mike.
Brock Bowers, a lot of people said, oh, it's just because he played on a great Georgia team. No, you know why he was great? Because he was great.
It's the same thing with Tyler Warren and Penn State. Yeah. Tyler Warren was Penn State had a great duo of running backs that will get selected, and we haven't really talked much about them because they get a little bit overshadowed in a stacked running back class.
Give me a middle-round pick of one of those guys.
They're both very good, but Tyler Warren was the guy for the Penn State offense this past year.
Yeah, what would have kept me up at night? The running backs or Tyler Warren if I was a defensive coordinator?
Easily, Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren.
No receiver scared you in that offense, that's for sure.
And the quarterback, you don't know what the hell you were going to get out of him from week to week. And they had some people put him as a top 10 player. My thing is you can't be watching the same guy. You can't be.
Look at that tape against Notre Dame and tell me that he's a first-round pick.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.